FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Guess what? It's February 13th, 2018. Well, if you thought that healthcare couldn't get any more complicated, any more vexing, any more challenging, well, you thought wrong. We saw the Congress eliminate the individual mandate, which is probably a good thing. We'll talk more about that later. And we're seeing the Amazonification of medicine, Amazon getting into delivering medicine. Well, hey, they do provide a really great shopping experience. Can they give you a really great medical experience? Well, before we get started, as always, participate in the show. Join us. The email address, real simple, kl@kerrylutz.com. Dr. Elena George is with us once again. Dr. George, welcome. And what about the Amazonification of medicine?
I don't think it's a good idea, Kerry, honestly. I actually try not to buy from Amazon because what they've done is they've really produced a monopoly. They discount their prices so much, and that's the value or the savings that you're getting. It's on the backs of the people who produce. And when I took a step back and looked at it that way, and all the give-me's that they're given from the government, like discounts on shipping, and they still can't get it here on time, having them run into the or take over the healthcare system is going to be a disaster. This is a problem with our healthcare system now. It's being outsourced to corporate entities, to Wall Street. Everybody's sticking their finger into this pie to take their piece on the backs of the doctors and the patients. And this is just another example of that.
Mm-hmm. So Amazon, you know, in certain ways, they've been good. In other ways, they've kind of like escalated or increased the rate of Chinese product invasion in the U.S. You know, but the shopping experience, so many of you out there have actually, you know, you order almost exclusively from Amazon. And I got to admit, Dr. George, I just got an Alexa and, you know, looking forward to the day when I say, Alexa, my throat hurts. What should I do? And then it'll hook me up with this wonderful care. Amazon was doing it with a couple of other companies, weren't they, if I remember correctly?
I'm actually not sure about that, but I just want to explore your example. Can you imagine? Yeah. They'll say, you know, Mr. Lutz, we recommend that you get this medication, and you can get it from Amazon without having to go to a pharmacy. A little bit of conflict of interest and the Stark Law here. I mean, this is like the Minute Clinic on steroids. So what happens when they own all of the pharmaceutical companies and they're the only game in town and they decide that they're going to game the price, you know, because they own it, right? Or they now get doctors on their panel and you have to use their doctors. I mean, just think of all how this can go left. Yeah. Forget about the independent physician. Forget about not practicing medicine using algorithms and quote-unquote evidence-based medicine. There will be no art to medicine. It's all about drugs and about medication and one size fits all. But now it's going to be automated through places like Amazon and artificial intelligence. I personally have a problem with that.
Oh, here it is. Amazon, J.P. Morgan, and Berkshire Hathaway. So if you trust your health to Jamie Dimon, and you think that Warren Buffett, who's probably doesn't have that much longer to live anyway, and Jeff Bezos, if you trust them all, then yeah, what can go wrong? And then they'll decide, do we want Walgreen or do we want CVS? There's been all sorts of problems with Amazon's recent acquisition of Holier Than Thou Foods. And, you know, you have to wonder of, on the other hand, hey, look, if we had a truly competitive marketplace and they wanted to enter the marketplace and try to compete, that would be one thing. But you've got this mishmash, and it's basically, it might not be government operated, but it is government directed and controlled, with the exception of what you and I've been talking about for months, which is this emerging free market sector of healthcare that's risen as a result of the flawed logic behind Obamacare.
Absolutely. You have a corporatization on a public public-private partnership, also known as fascism, if you really want to be honest, you're going to have the government buying their medication from Amazon. Which part of that works for people? Now that the government's buying their supplies from them, they become, again, too big to fail and the only game in town. It's just a matter of time that the medical system will completely change from a preventative healthcare-based to disease-driven system, because that's how you make money. You repay for something, you're going to get more of it. I'm all about prevention with my patients. And if you can take a supplement and fix the problem medically, I'm sorry, naturally, that's how I want to approach it. I don't have, as a physician, have a place in this type of Amazonization of our healthcare system. It's all going to be about drugs.
Yeah.
And they're not the end all be all.
Hey, you know as well as I know that if you exercise regularly, stay active, it doesn't mean you have to be at the gym like a maniac or running 10 miles a day, but moderate exercise and cutting back on, obviously, nicotine, that's the worst thing for you, and cutting back on alcohol, getting rid of really destructive fast food. Not that all of it is bad. I don't think Chick-fil-A's real chicken burgers are really bad for you, but there's a lot of junk food out there that's really bad. And, you know, this food has been engineered to bypass the part of your brain that says, okay, you've had enough barbecued potato chips. They're created in food kitchens to strictly avoid your brain's alarms that you're eating too much. And that's just one example. So if you did all those things, 80% of the bad things that happen to you after you get into your 60s and then into older age, in the 70s, you wouldn't have most of this, right?
Most of the diseases are nutrition-based. We're depleted. We're iodine deficient, magnesium deficient, vitamin D deficient. You know, if your vitamin D level was within normal range, it would cut cancer risk by 70%. It also would boost your immune response. You know, you don't need all these medications. I'll give you another example. I watched a show the other night, and somebody quoted a statistic that blew my mind. 1 in 8 people in our country is on an antidepressant. Are you kidding me?
That's depressing.
You know how many people that is?
That's depressing.
That's depressing, yeah. But if you know that in your gut, in your GI tract, the same neurotransmitters that control your mood, your feelings of anxiety, your feeling of depression, are actually in the gut and not in the brain, and you had a proper nutritional balance to your diet, and you started getting rid of inflammation and feeding yourself properly, well, that would do wonders to decrease your risk of, or your feelings of depression and anxiety, and your blunt your need for these medications, which actually no one has proven actually work. There is no test for depression, right? There's no way to monitor your response by blood. They're just telling you these things. And when you look at the side effects and the risks associated, you know, wanting to hurt yourself, hurt other people. I mean, we can go off to another field here, but the people who've been these shooter, active shooter situations.
All have been on
I can't remember one
serotonin.
That's not on one, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
They've all been on SSRI. Medication, serotonin. You know, when you start screwing around with that stuff, Dr. George, and they don't really know what can happen from it, is it any wonder? But yeah, like all of, especially the younger shooters, all of them, like to a man, and they're usually are men, let's face it, has been on these SSRI drugs like Prozac, etc. And yeah, I've seen people who've been depressed and take them for a short period of time, like less than 6 months, and really help. But prolonged usage isn't the key to a happy, productive life, is it?
No, I don't believe that it is. And I think that patients need to take their power back. Do you really want to have a shopping bag full of medication? Does that make you feel better? And if that's the case, why are people getting sicker and dying at an earlier age? We're now 2 years off of our life expectancy, and we're drugged to the teeth. It's not working, you know? If 40% of our country is taking more than 8 medications, we got a problem. We're seeing an industry that's working against us. And I say, everybody who's listening to this show, I would do one thing. If I'm on a ton of medicine, I would go to my doctor and ask them, do I really need to be on this medication? And how can I decrease the number that I'm taking? Instead of adding more, people should be subtracting at this point.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, anything in moderation. I mean, you can go out and have your fast food, et cetera. But honestly, it shouldn't be every meal. No way.
Definitely.
Start cooking. Start making conscious choices. If you can grow it yourself, you should be doing it.
Hey, and one of the greatest things, honestly, I'm not much of a chef, but these home meal delivery companies, they make it so easy. The food is very healthy. I had wild Alaskan salmon that was so much better than the farm-raised stuff you get in the store. And, you know, I'm not much of a chef, but they make it easy enough for even myself to do it. And if you miss a couple of steps, it's still going to taste pretty darn good. It might not look so wonderful, but it's going to work out okay. And you know, basically, the Trump administration just yesterday, I don't know if you caught this, proposed rather than giving an EBT card for all the money, a home meal delivery service.
Oh, wow. That's okay. Pretty funny.
Delivering food.
I didn't hear that, but I kind of like that.
Isn't that great? I loved it. And right away, the liberals went insane over it. Like, how could you do that? You know, I don't know, but they're always saying, you know, you need to eat healthier, you need to blah, blah, blah. And yet here they do something that would really be a great thing rather than, you know, going and using your EBT card at strip clubs and
exactly,
you know,
or a casino.
Yeah, a casino.
And a gas station to buy alcohol and cigarettes.
You name it.
Everybody's being outed at this point. Those that have been proponents of everybody's good and everybody should, you should help everybody. When the rubber meets the road, they don't want that because they become superfluous. But you saw the State of the Union. I mean, the Congressional Black Caucus should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. If you have the lowest black unemployment rate in the history of the country and you're sitting there stone faced, obviously you're not for black people. Obviously.
Yeah, what does that mean? How did you feel about that when you saw them there? Were you outraged?
I never thought they spoke for me in the first place. Every congressional district that they run is not doing well, pretty much, and they're not advocates for their constituents. Anybody who would, you know, want illegal immigration to take the same job that your constituents used to have, then I have a problem with that. I'm all for immigration. My dad was an immigrant, but it should be legal. Right. And they're proponents for making it worse for the people in their constituency. They could care less. They just want to keep getting in. And I have a problem with that. If their homes are $4 million and they're the poorest constituency in the state, I have a question mark, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's a Mad Maxi there. She's definitely insane. But, you know, I saw it here in Florida years ago. All the construction projects, many of them, many African-Americans working on them. Now you go to a construction project here, it's all Hispanics, and probably a good portion of them are probably illegal. And, you know, nobody seems to care about this. They couldn't care less about it. And it's really outrageous that these guys care more about illegals in the country than they do about the people who actually live here and pay the taxes. It's
for two reasons, though, Kerry. It's because you want cheap labor if you're a big business, and you want votes if you want to get back in.
Yep.
That's all it's about. It's about the next round so you can stay in. I actually spoke with a congressional aide, and they spend most of their time ginning up money. That's all they do.
Yeah.
They don't run the country. They're in this, you know, making deals to get paid.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, for sure. Hey, so getting back to the Amazonification. So if we have a free marketplace, let them compete. But there has emerged, and you're a major proponent and somebody who's really involved in it, a free marketplace for health medical services. And it's not that hard to do, and you can save a lot of money on it. Healthcare cost sharing, you know, I've been using it for years now. Give you, for instance, since Obamacare, the policy I had when I came down here was a platinum policy, Florida Blue. It was $800 a month. That identical policy in the 3 years or 4 years of Obamacare has gone up to $2,500 a month. Can't afford it. You know, that's $30,000 a year. And I mean, that is about the best coverage an individual can get not being employed by a union or a CEO or upper management of some company, it's time to take another look. So we're gonna publish your 10 top hacks for saving money on medical care. You'll be able to just email me, kl@carrylutz.com. In the subject line, put medical hacks, and we will send it out to you. You got any new ones for us since we last spoke?
I think we did speak about Aflac, supplemental policies. I believe we did. That's a great add-on for anybody. Whether you have insurance or whether you have nothing.
Yeah. Just explain how the add-on policies work, because I'm not really that clear on it. Many of you out there, no doubt, are not real clear. Just how does an add-on policy work?
It's not insurance, right? So it's a simple indemnity policy that you buy that will cover you for a specific incident, whether that's cancer, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, accident, and hospitalization. And once you buy that, you're covered. You don't have to ask. You don't have to pre-cert. You don't do anything except call in and say, I got diagnosed with X. And then they write you a check. Aflac, to me, has been the most out there in advance because it's a one-day turnaround. And you get a check back immediately. And
That's amazing. They also
do wellness. So if you have to go for a colonoscopy or a mammogram, you actually get paid for that. They give you a $60 wellness reimbursement. And this is no questions asked. And this is on top of your insurance. So as a small business, we have Liberty Health Share for my employees, and we added Aflac to it. And we're literally getting paid to stay healthy at this point. So if we get any, God forbid, diagnosis, $50 a month, and that's the most expensive, I'm paying it. If I get diagnosed with something crazy, I'm going to get a $250,000 check. No questions asked. That's freedom to me, that I can go to any hospital, any doctor, out of the country if I want to, or pay for my bills. That's how you play this game. The insurance companies are a joke. Even when you play the game and you pre-cert, you do everything you're supposed to, they deny you after the fact. That's what we're playing with. It's been years now that I haven't been paid for patients that I've operated on after we did everything by the book, and we're still fighting to get paid. I don't want to live like that as a doctor, and I certainly don't want that my doctor to have that problem if I'm a patient. Liberty Health Share takes that out of it as well. I think you also find, Carrie, that when you use your Liberty Health Share plan, everything that's medically necessary is covered. You don't have to beg for services.
Correct.
So this parallel system is built on transparency. It's built on the real cost of medical care because it gets jacked up in the insurance model. They all are taking a piece. You have the insurance company, you have Big Pharma, you have all these entities, these corporate entities playing games with you. Facility fees in hospitals.
Oh, I know.
Totally fake. They own the EKG. Why the hell are they going to charge you $400 facility fee for an EKG or a colonoscopy where the practice already owns the equipment? It's a total scam. But the only way around this is not Congress, because they're bought and paid for, honestly. It's
right.
To find the independent facility where it's cash-based, where they tell you what the cost is up front. That's how you play the game. If more people use that system and put pressure on this too-big-to-fail system, they do understand money. And for the foreseeable future, or at least in the past, they were the only game in town. They're not anymore. There's no reason to put yourself in a position to pay $2,000 for a CT scan when you can pay $250. That's silly.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
You have to understand money is key in this.
Yeah.
If you control your pocketbook, you control the power. If you let somebody else do it because they care about you, you're getting screwed.
So
I can't put any plainly than that, right?
I'd say. Hey, well, it's so true. And really, take a look at Aflac. Definitely the supplemental insurance. And, it's really a plus. You add that to your cost sharing, your healthcare cost sharing ministries, and you wind up getting much more comprehensive coverage for much less. The medical care cost sharing ministries require you to state that you're going to lead a healthy lifestyle, no drugs, moderate alcohol intake, no nicotine, etc., and certain things they just don't pay for. But you know what? The savings for myself, if I had any kind of silver policy, Dr. George, I'd be paying $1,000 per month. And it would be really costly with the Liberty Healthcare cost sharing healthcare ministries. You know, it's about $200 a month. So, and they've been good. I'm going for a stress test the end of the week. You know, it's the first healthcare cost I have that they apply to that applies to that. So it's my deductible, but they're paying everything. And they didn't say, you know, there's nothing wrong with your heart. You don't need another stress test. That's what a regular health insurance company would say. Hey, is there something wrong? Are you having arrhythmias, pain in your chest? All of this. They just said, no, this is preventive maintenance. And if you catch it now, it'll save a lot of money and potential complications in the future. And they said, okay. And that's all there was to it. And if you find a doctor that actually takes Liberty, it makes it so much easier because they just do it. They just take it. And, you know, it's seamless. It's really a wonderful experience.
I would go further, Carrie. There are no panels. So every doctor takes Liberty HealthShare. And all you have to do is just present the card. Don't try to explain it. Just give them the card and let them call the number. And it's seamless if you want to do it that way. The other way, if you have someone who's going to balk, you have the service, you submit your bill to Liberty HealthShare, and you get paid back from Liberty HealthShare. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways to do this. And you don't have to think, I have to work so hard. No one knows what it is. It's really not that way anymore. It's across the country. People, I mean, it's grown leaps and bounds. Healthcare ministry setup has grown leaps and bounds. It's not a hidden thing anymore. You're a cash pay patient and you're a smart patient. That's how I would think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. You combine that with any test anywhere, you walk in there, it's 25% of what the major labs cost. I mean, 25%, yeah. Dr. George, that is, you just see how you're getting shafted here. I mean, the insurance companies pay next to nothing for these medical tests. They pay like $10 to get a lipids panel. You have to pay $150 at a major lab. You go to any lab test now, you pay $50. And then if you bunch them together, you save even more. It's really an amazing thing that you turned me on to a long time ago. It really works. Hey, I think we have to wrap up now, but people, I know you want to check out Dr. George's writing and her tips. If you want to get the 10 hacks that will save you the most money on your healthcare, just email me, kl@carrielutz.com. Dr. George, your website, where do they find you?
It's Dr. Elaina, E-L-A-I-N-A, George.com. And I have a radio show, Medicine on Call. It's live on America's Web Radio at 9 to 10 on Wednesday mornings Eastern Time, or you can find it on iTunes.
All right, excellent. And the Twitter feed here for future reference, @CarrieLutz. Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Dr. George, always a pleasure. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Carrie. Have a great one.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.